calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UPMC Service Coordination. My name is Whitney on a recorded line. How can I help you today?
Hi, Whitney. This is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm calling about my patient, Kimberly Atkins. I wanted to know who her assigned service coordinator is.
Okay. And what was your name?
Abigail.
And what's a good callback number for you?
267-551-7438.
NPI or tax ID number?
Yeah. Just a second. Sorry. Yeah, the tax ID is 822-843-555.
Participant's date of birth?
4/14/69.
Can you verify the participant's address on file?
Sure. It's 2120 West Tioga, Philadelphia.
And a phone number on her account, please. And do you have an active authorization?
No, that's what we're waiting for.
Okay. Let me just get back to her account here. So because there's no active authorization, I wouldn't be able to provide any SC information, but I can get a message back to her if there's not one already.
I'm calling in. We want to get us. I want to know who her service coordinator is, so they can give us the authorization.
Right, and as I explained, I can't connect you with the service coordinator or provide you with any of the service coordinator's information, because you guys aren't an active provider on this participant's case. However, I can get a message back to the service coordinator if you would like.
Okay. Do you mind if I call into the patient now and she can speak with you? And then
Sure. You
can give us the information?
I mean, I'm still not giving the information because that's UPMC policy. But if you wanted to call,
you don't give it to the patient?
Abigail, if you want me to get a message back to the service coordinator, I would be happy to do so.
Okay, that would be great.
Thank
I just
you.
Wanted
and
to know if
just in regards to the authorization.
Yes, we wanted to schedule an assessment with her. Okay.
And the phone number you provided is the best phone number for the participant?
Yes, but I just want to confirm, you wouldn't give the service coordinator information to the patient themselves?
I never said that. I said I wasn't giving it to you because you're not an authorized representative.
Right, okay, so that's why I was asking if I can call in with the patient.
Still, you're not an authorized representative, so if you're on the phone and the participant's on the phone and I give the information to the participant, you still get it.
Okay, right? No problem. Yeah,
right.
I wouldn't. Okay,
all
fine,
right.
Yeah,
is
thank
there anything
you.
Else I can help you with?
That's okay, thank you.
All right, you take care, have a good day, and thank you
thank
for calling
you
too.
Thank you.
Uh-huh,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.